Dillingham is currently in the midst of a drug crisis. Although it's a small community, drugs seem to be in the news weekly. There's been multiple arrests in recent weeks involving hard drugs like heroin. However, there are programs available to teens that aim at making them feel like they have a place to go. In Dillingham, the Safe Shelter is also home to MySpace, a teen program designed to provide kids with a support base outside of school and home. There's tutoring, movies, games, and a meal is provided. MySpace manager Greg Marksmiller says the group was formed so that kids have a place to go after school.
Kids don't have a place to go. They're going to be in places that are really, really bad. And they need to have shelter. They need to have a place to go because it's cold outside. And a lot of kids were ending up in places where there's drinking going on, where people were sexually assaulting each other, where there were people beating on each other, where drugs were being used. And so they said that we don't want that. And we're going to get together and figure out some solutions to that. And so MySpace is one of those solutions.
Marksmiller says the program also offers presentations like Talk Now, Talk Often, which helps parents and teens learn how to interact. He says Talk Now, Talk Often is intended to create dialogue between parents and kids. It shows parents that questions like,
if you had a superpower, what would it be?
Can start conversations that lead to bigger questions like,
what does a healthy relationship look like? Or how do I not do something that all my friends are doing, yet still be friends?
These kinds of questions offer a starting place for kids and parents to meet.
It tells a parent, like, oh, this is what my kid's about. Or it could tell the kid, like, this is what my parent, you know, likes. The questions are not just for kids to answer. It's not a one-way street. It's kind of open-ended questions that go back and forth. And it's questions that, for the most part, kids could ask parents, too.
A study published by the American Journal of Public Health reports that Alaskan Natives are four times more likely to commit suicide than those in the lower 48. Suicide was the sixth leading cause of death in Alaska in 2010 and the leading cause of death among 15 to 24-year-olds. Trends like this worry researchers like assistant professor at the Institute of Arctic Biology at UAF, Stacy Rasmus, who led a team of researchers on an experiment in the Yukon-Kuskokwim area. The collaborators went to Illiquinuk with the approval and support of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation to create some kind of program. What they ended up creating was designed specifically for Alaska Native teens called Kunesivik.
And Yupik is referring to what was like a woman's sewing kit, but actually even men had a Kunesivik and would put like, sharpeners for their knives and other types of things in there.
She says she was asked by community leaders to help find the reason why so many young people in that community were committing suicide.
This community wanted solutions, they wanted answers, and they wanted to take responsibility for it themselves. They didn't want me to solve the problem. And so really the elders in the community too stepped forward, and that was what was key, is Illiquinuk had this group of elders at the time that were just spiritually centered and central. Because, and they also identified that the suicide problem is it's a spiritual problem and needs a spiritual solution. And suicide's like a spirit in the community. For communities to cast out that spirit of suicide, they need to come together as one mind to do that.
In the Kunesivik program arose another tool that the researchers were going to utilize. Akasiak was originally the men's house, a large structure in a Yupik community that serves as the communal house and gathering place. Rasmus says implementing this into the community was essential to mental health and identity of Alaska Native teens.
It was also a communal gathering place. It's just where young people and in the community came together to live and to teach the young people how to live. And it happened in the Kazakh. And what they're saying today is our young people just don't know how to live. And then within in the Kazakh setting, they would teach young people about surviving their feelings. And do this all within, again, within a setting where it's not just talking at the young people. It's not creating talking circles. And I think that is still important, but it's doing too. So it's learning how to make those fundamental tools to be able to do things like both survive on the ice, but survive survive in the village, you know, survive a breakup from a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
But there are some teens that are taking the charge. Elijah Hunt is a senior at Dillingham High School. He was one of several teens from Dillingham that went to Anchorage earlier this month to participate in the statewide youth collaboration Lead On.
People from around the state, from different places like Ketchikan and Cordova here in Dillingham, Anchorage, they all go to Anchorage for a conference. It is a leadership conference. A lot of people, like speakers, come in, give their inspiration, basically inspire people to better their own communities.
After a previous lead-on conference, Hunt and other teens in Dillingham decided to form a youth group for the town. Youth of Dillingham Leadership Group, or YDLG, was formed to put on community events, clean up the community, and bring people together. Hunt says if the youth wants to see a change in their community, they have to take the initiative and stay connected.
My opinion is that, like, the youth don't, like, connect with everybody as well. That brings a lot of problems for them. They get led into, like, drugs and alcohol, all that. And I believe that that's because of a lack of communication.
This is Hunt's last year in high school, and he's planning on moving away for college. However, he says he's not looking to accomplish anything huge himself. He just wants to lead the way to starting future conversations for young people.
I guess you could say the thing I want to accomplish is have the youth change for themselves. Like, I want people to, like, us teenagers, I guess you could say, to see that there's a problem. Well, people see there's a problem in our community, but people don't see that we can change that. I want, like, people to realize that we're able to change. We don't have to just complain about everything. We can actually, like, step up and actually do something. It's easy to complain. It's hard to change, but it's necessary.
In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.